Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Quartermaster Creek is hosting a spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Sale books on request are online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. That's 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
The cattle markets today were mixed. We had the front end March feeders and the front end of the live cattle and the February live cattle down 20 to 30 cents. Pretty inactive day there on the front end, but April feeders and fats both up 40 to 50 cents and about 20 in the May feeders and June live cattle. So really just the front end was the only weak spot on the futures market. We did have some 126 to 128 live cattle cash trade to finish last week. The board is at 128.45, so that's a pretty good sign that the cash trade this week will stay in there. As that contract winds down on the 28th or Thursday of this week, typically you get some pretty good convergence and indicative of where the market's going to be. Then you go out to April, it's about a dollar higher at 129.40. Box beef at midday was 3 cents higher on choice at 219.42. Select up 220 at 214.55. Feeder cattle index is 141.11, of a penny yesterday. Thursday's the last trading day again for the February fats, and then also on February 28th we've got that cattle inventory report, which was going to be released on January 31st. That was come out twice a year. It's a pretty big report. It gives us some sort of indications of how many cattle we have.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 bull sale Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim Angus bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678, 405-382-7678.
The grain markets finished today mixed. We had Kansas City wheat down 15 to 17 cents, Chicago down anywhere from 16 to 20 cents. The wheat market continues to be under pressure here really since about the first week of February, as the U.S. have missed out on some pretty big export opportunities. And the rest of the world wheat is also coming down. So the U.S. wheat, for instance, hard red winter wheat from about February 6th has gone from $247 a ton to $232. So about $15 sell-off here on the export market. And we're now the third most expensive one. There's still two places that are lower around the world, one being France and Russia. So we're still a little bit overpriced here. And that's one reason why we're seeing this pressure here on the wheat. Beans, on the other hand, were steady, and then corn about four lower. Exports this morning were actually bullish for wheat and beans, a little bit bearish for corn. The big news has really continues to be revolving around the China and U.S. trade situation, as President Trump has delayed the deadline, at least for now. It could always come back, but he's pretty optimistic that in 2 to 3 weeks we could see some sort of a deal. As of last Thursday, exports of beans have been about 7.4 million tons. We're year to date. On normal year, they're about 26 or 30, so still significantly behind where we need to be. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.